WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we meet a Pittsburgher on the front lines of the opioid epidemic. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook introduces us to Sarah Danforth of Prevention Point Pittsburgh.
Sarah Danforth begins her daily routine, stacking boxes of clean syringes and unpacking the tools she needs to help those in search of a clean start.
I feel like I'm a conduit. I help other people save lives.
Danforth works for Prevention Point Pittsburgh, a needle exchange program authorized by Allegheny County. Its mission is to prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C, and other blood-borne infections among intravenous drug users.
We provide sterile syringes for people who inject drugs. We also provide free naloxone and overdose prevention training. Naloxone is the overdose prevention drug for opiates. We're just trying to make that healthier, safer practice for them at the moment.
Here's some cookers.
We're almost out of bleach.
Danforth finds herself combating an epidemic plaguing much of America, and Western Pennsylvania is no exception. In 2017, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention listed Allegheny County within the top five regions in the country for overdose deaths, based off of data collected in the previous year. Most of those deaths involved opioids, raising concern among lawmakers and those affected.
There were over 700 overdose deaths, a huge number for our county. That same year of 2017, that over 600 people, their lives were saved, their overdose was reversed through the naloxone that we distributed.
When I first started working here, Sarah was really, like, very helpful.
Katie Houston, colleague and friend, holds Danforth in high regard as they tackle the challenging tasks of harm prevention. She says together their working relationship is essential to upholding the true essence of the organization's goal of providing health empowerment services.
One step of harm reduction you could take as an injection drug user is to never use alone. That way, if you or the person that you're using with overdoses, the other person is there to use the naloxone on them, to do rescue breathing, to call 911, to make sure that person stays alive.
As she finishes prepping for the day, Danforth moves to an unmarked white truck that serves as a mobile needle exchange. That's where anonymous exchange participants receive clean needles and doses of naloxone. Prevention Point Pittsburgh's three locations are in the Hill District, Perry Hilltop, and East Liberty.
There's this idea that if there's a needle exchange program in your neighborhood, that it might bring drug use or crime to your neighborhood. Over 20 years of national and international research say that's not the case. What we have done is created opportunities for people who need our services in that neighborhood to get them and to sort of help improve their health.
Danforth acknowledges that dealing with a crisis like the opioid epidemic is complicated work, but says she takes pride in offering a service that for many has been the difference between life and death.
I know a lot of people whose lives have been saved. I'm just so grateful. Their family is so grateful. Anytime you have the opportunity to save a life, that's a good day.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, Life-Changing Medicine.